Hey guys, it's me, Sakshi Kaushik, your favorite storyteller. And I'm back with another amazing story called Jenna and Meringue. And who is Jenna? What's Meringue? You'll find that out by listening to this amazing story. Jenna, dinner time, called Jenna's mother. Mom, I'm bathing Gina, called Jenna. Jenna was a pretty little 15-year-old teenager with fluffy black hair, red on the bottom. She loved the colors blue and purple, so she usually involved those colors in her outfit. Today, she was wearing a beautiful pair of black leggings with purple sparkles and a pair of black boots to match, along with a beautiful violet top. And how can I forget to introduce you to the most loving dog ever, Gina, with Jenna's Pomeranian puppy. She was a teacup Pomeranian, snowy white, and was the most beautiful, dainty little thing you have ever seen. That cute little thing with its dainty feet and cute little eyes could make anyone adore her. She had so many friends in the neighborhood. Let me give you a brief example. Like, there was Alfie the beagle that lived just down the street, and another Pomeranian called Snowy, and so many more, as she was so popular. Jenna was currently bathing Gina. Gina preferred pink. She had pink bathing items, pink outfits, a cute pink coat. So right now, Jenna was bathing Gina in a pink bathtub. Now, I know what you're thinking. Jenna and Gina sound pretty similar. Yep, they do. So Gina was having the time of her life in that beautiful pink bathtub while Jenna was bathing her with love. As I was telling you earlier, Jenna's mother was calling Jenna downstairs for dinner. "Come in, Mom," said Jenna. "Oh, Gina, girl, come out. Bathing time over." Gina leapt out of the bathtub, shaking herself. "Oh," Jenna squealed as water sprang on her. "Oh, Gina, come on, don't be a bad girl." And she wrapped Gina up in her pink towel and kept her in the kennel. She said, as Gina whimpered, "Don't worry, I'll take you out. Just gotta do dinner, okay?" Then she asked permission from her mother to keep the kennel near to the dining table. Her mother gave her permission. "Okay, girl, you won't be far from me now. Just don't get out of your kennel, okay?" said Jenna. Gina walked into the kennel with her dainty little legs. Oh, and what a marvelous dinner Jenna had. Oh my goodness, cream cheese, bread, butter, pulses, and rice. Along with a cappuccino. Today, Jenna's friend, Joelle, had also come to stay for dinner. Now, let me introduce you to Joelle. Joelle was a pretty little girl with elegant auburn brown hair and beautiful, simply stunning blue eyes. And today she was sporting a beautiful skirt and an elegant little top. The skirt had white frills and was black. The top was pink with a purple elastic. She was quite pretty and wore her hair in braids today. "Oh, Joelle!" Jenna exclaimed, and the two friends embraced. They sat down on the dinner table, friendly exchanging news and congratulating each other for the achievements they had made. "Oh, Joelle, that's simply wonderful," said Jenna. "Seriously, Jenna? Oh my goodness, just marvelous. Marvelous," Joelle exclaimed. The two of them sat away chattering, hardly eating a bite. "Ugh, now girls," Jenna's mother said, "eat up fast or your dinner will get cold." "Okay, Mom," Jenna called back. Sure, Mrs. Lilana, said Joel. Phew, Jenna said, as they sat down on the sofa with Gina in Jenna's lap. What a dinner, Jenna said. Yup, Joel said. Your mom makes the best food. Thanks, Jenna said. Hey, did you know I just read a book called Meringue? Oh, I have that book too, Jenna said, and took out a book from her bookshelf called Meringue. The two friends chattered about Meringue. They talked about how in the book there was a mysterious land called Meringue. Goblins, elves, fairies, the most beautiful ones you could ever imagine, and unicorns with their elegant, sleek white bodies and beautiful, flowy hair. And, well, of course, you have to count the mysterious guys. The goblins, especially the female ones. They were called foblins, and they were the most mischievous of the lot. But there was one down. They made a promise. They could never break it. So that was one good thing. Oh, how I wish the ring was real, Joel sighed. Me too, Jenna said. Well, maybe their wish may come true. Keep listening. Then they went to bed. Joel had to go home before bed. Sorry, Jenna, Joel said. I have to go home before it gets dark. Aw, already, Jenna said. I'll come tomorrow, Joel said. Okay, said Jenna. And the door closed. Jenna slept as she was so, so sleepy after that amazing dinner. The next day, Joel came over to Jenna's house again. That's when Jenna saw an extraordinary ornament on her table. I don't think it was there yesterday, Jenna said to her friend. Yep, even when I came over, I don't think it was there, Joel said. Actually, it was a rather pretty potion bottle with sparkling black contents. Joel and Jenna pored over it. And then all of a sudden, Gina sprang up, knocking the contents away, spilling it over Jenna and Joel's fingers, as well as herself. And something happened after that. When they opened their eyes, they found themselves in a rainbow world. Wow, look at these colors, Joel said. Oh my goodness, look at it, Jenna said, gazing up at the beautiful golden stars. The moon here is gold, Joel said. Jenna said, this is weird. Where are we? And that's when they saw, well, something that looked quite like a foblin. Let me describe you what foblins look like. Foblins are white creatures with a green nose and usually wear red hats with round little feet and very, very cunning brains. So what Jenna and Joel saw was very, very, very similar to a foblin. Are we dreaming? Joel said. Unless we're having the same dream, I don't think we are, Jenna said. Then the creature that looked like a foblin went over to them and whispered, hello, newcomers from Zerlin. Zerlin? We haven't come from anywhere called Zerlin, said Jenna. You are not Zerlians, the creature that looked like a foblin exclaimed. I don't think so. Well, the creature that looked like a foblin said, I promise that even though I am a foblin, I shall not harm you two, as you are from the world, which I just spoke of. Okay, but you're a foblin? Joel said. It's impossible you're a foblin, Jenna said. Just take off the costume. You must be Robin. Or no, how am I in this dreaming place then? Jenna said. That's when she saw an elegant white creature that looked very like a horse or unicorn. Its sleek, shiny body and beautiful pale pink hair with blue streaks and purple at the end, and its elegant tail, along with a beautiful snout and elegant golden shoes. It trotted away in elegance.
"Wow,"
Jenna said.
Jenna?
Joel said to Jenna.
"Yep.
Do you think we're in?"
"Marin,"
both Joel and Jenna said under their breaths. "It's impossible that we're in Marin," Jenna said.
"I think so. But don't you think the author might have been to Marin herself?"
"Possible," said Joel in thought.
"Oh, maybe it is true. I think we are in Marin."
They went over to the dainty little unicorn-looking thing.
"Hey, are you a unicorn?"
The unicorn tossed her head back, saying very disappointedly, "Don't you know I'm a unicorn?" she said in her soft voice.
"I am one,"
Jenna and Joel said. "Are we in Marin?" Joel said.
"Marin?" the unicorn said.
"Of course we're in Marin," she said.
"What do you think this is? The planet Nurse?"
"Where is Nurse?"
"Actually," the unicorn said,
"you look quite like you came from Nurse.
Aren't you those, like, little animals that they call, what do they call them again? Yeah, humans?"
"Yeah, we're humans,"
Joel and Jenna said.
"Oh, then you're from Nurse."
"I don't think so. You should remove the We're from Earth, not Nurse."
"Are you sure? Because there's no Earth in our solar system."
"Excuse me?"
"Yep," the unicorn said. "You're excused."
"No need to sound like that. By the way, what's your name?"
"My name?
Don't you know my name?"
"Oh my goodness, I've had enough of you. I'm the most popular unicorn in the whole of Marin. My name is Sunshine."
"Sunshine, I don't think we've heard of you. Are you that popular?"
"You're Nerthans, that's why. You haven't heard of me, have you? With my dainty little elegance."
"Oh, please," Joel said, not wanting to talk with this rather conceited unicorn.
"Yeah, thank you very much," Jenna called. "Let's hope we won't be seeing much of you,"
Joel said. "Naturally,
children," the unicorn exclaimed.
"Okay," the girl said, huddled up. "If we're in Marin, we need to prove it once we get back to Earth, or Nerth, what they call it."
"Yep, but how are we ever going to get back?"
"Don't you remember the potion spilled on our fingers?"
Jenna said.
"Yep," Joel said, remembering.
"Well, a bit of it also spread on the rest of my hand. So I quickly collected it and put it in a bottle when we came here."
"Oh," Joel said excitedly. "Where is it?"
"Here,"
Jenna said, producing a bottle of the potion.
"Do you think it'll get us back to Earth?"
"I don't know, but it's worth the try."
The two girls touched the potion, and in a flash, they were back in their homes.
But that's not the end of the story, my dear listeners.
What about their amazing trip to Marin? What about proving it to everybody? You find that out in part two.
Bye!
Hope you like this amazing story. Stay tuned for part two, and that will have the most exciting news ever.